CD 2.
Pre-eminent amongst Rincewind's talents was his skill in running away, which over the years he had elevated to the status of a genuinely pure science. It didn't matter if you were fleeing from or to, so long as you were fleeing. It was flight alone that counted. I run, therefore I am. More correctly, I run, therefore, with any luck, I'll still be. But he was also skilled in languages and in practical geography. He could shout help in 14 languages and scream for mercy in a further 12. He had passed through many of the countries on the disc, some of them at high speed, and during the long, lovely, boring hours when he'd worked in the library, he'd whiled away the time by reading up on all the exotic and faraway places he'd never visited. He remembered that at the time he'd sighed with relief that he'd never have to visit them. And now, here he was. Jungle surrounded him. It wasn't nice, interesting, open jungles such as leopard-skin-clad heroes might swing through, but serious, real jungle. Jungle that towered up like solid slabs of greenness, thorned and barbed. Jungle in which every representative of the vegetable kingdom had really rolled up its bark and got down to the strenuous business of outgrowing all competitors. The soil was hardly soil at all, but dead plants on the way to composthood. Water dripped from leaf to leaf, insects whined in the humid, spore-laden air, and there was the terrible, breathless silence made by the motors of photosynthesis running flat out. Any yodeling hero who tried to swing through that lot might just as well take his chances with a bean slicer.
"How do you do that?" said Eric.
"It's probably a knack," said Rincewind. Eric subjected the wonders of nature to a cursory and disdainful glance.
"This doesn't look like a kingdom," he complained. "You said we could go to a kingdom. Do you call this a kingdom?"
"This is probably the rainforests of Klatch," said Rincewind. "They're stuffed full of lost kingdoms."
"You mean mysterious ancient races of Amazonian princesses who subject all male prisoners to strange and exhaustive progenitative rites," said Eric, his glasses beginning to fog.
"Ha-ha," said Rincewind stonily. "What an imagination a child has."
"What's name, what's name, what's name?" shrieked the parrot. "I've read all about them," said Eric, peering into the greenery. "Of course, I own those kingdoms as well."
He stared at some private inner vision.
"Gosh," he said hungrily.
"I should concentrate on the tribute if I was you," said Rincewind, setting off down what was possibly a path. The brightly coloured blooms on a tree nearby turned to watch him go. In the jungles of Central Klatch, there are indeed lost kingdoms of mysterious Amazonian princesses who capture male explorers for specifically masculine duties. These are indeed rigorous and exhausting, and the luckless victims do not last long. This is because wiring plugs, putting up shelves, sorting out the funny noise in the attics, and mowing lawns can eventually reduce even the strongest constitution. There are also hidden plateaux, where the reptilian monsters of a bygone epoch romp and play, as well as elephants' graveyards, lost diamond mines, and strange ruins decorated with hieroglyphs, the very sight of which can freeze the most valiant heart. On any reasonable map of the area, there's barely room for the trees. The few explorers who have returned have passed on a number of handy hints to those who follow after, such as 1. Avoid, if possible, any hanging down creepers with beady eyes and a forked tongue at one end. 2. Don't pick up any orange and black striped creepers that are apparently lying across the path twitching because there is often a tiger on the other end. And 3. Don't go. If I'm a demon, Rincewind thought hazily, why is everything stinging me and trying to trip me up? I mean, surely I can only be harmed by a wooden dagger through my heart. Or do I mean garlic? Eventually the jungle opened out into a very wide, cleared area that stretched all the way to a distant blue range of volcanoes. The land fell away below them to a patchwork of lakes and swampy fields, here and there punctuated by great stepped pyramids, each one crowned with a thin plume of smoke curling into the dawn air. The jungle track opened out into a narrow but paved road.
"Where's this, demon?" said Eric.
"It looks like one of the Tezuman kingdoms," said Rincewind. "They're ruled over by the great Mazuma, I think."
"She's an Amazonian princess, is she?"
"Strangely enough, no. You'd be astonished how many kingdoms aren't ruled by Amazonian princesses, Eric."
"It looks pretty primitive."